Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara on the top of the Amud brings the question from the previous Daf: why is the aver of a ubor? Why is the limb causing tumo? It's not really touching. It's considered to be tumas base astarim. You don't see here a touch. So the Ravina in the end of Amud Bey says that because the ubor is lechaticha, ubor is about to be cut. Anything which is about to be cut is already considered to be cut. So that's why it's considered to be touching. And the Gemara concludes and says that everybody agrees with this, because this is considered to be chiburi oichlim. This is food which is connected, and that's considered to be separated, and that's considered to be kechotuch dami according to everybody. This is the answer of Ravino, and the first mandomar in the Gemara did not say the answer of Ravino. Now, we find in the Bishayisif and Erechaim, Simon Kufasamech Zayin, in Sif Aleph, regarding the discussion how to cut a bread. As Tosis brings in brachas, if you cut the bread after the bracha, there'll be a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So therefore, it's better to start cutting the bread before you do the bracha. But how much can you cut? So the Bishayza says, in the name of the Rosh, that you should cut enough that if you hold one piece of the bread, the other piece will go with it. Oiches begadol that cut an oil imoy. And you learn from Tumah and Tahara and Meseches Tful Yoyim. Then the Bishayza brings Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch said, no, even if you cut more, and when you cut, hold one piece, the other one will not go with it, it's still considered to be a shalom, and the brach is chal and dover shalom. Bishayza argues with Rabbeinu Baruch, and he says, first of all, everybody argues with him, and second, ain't tam ledvarf. What's the reason that you can use a bread which you, it's considered to be already cut? So in Shayla's Vetshuv is Shar Ephraim Simon Aleph. He starts bringing our Gemara to show that you can learn from Tumah and Tahara regarding the din of bread, the din of Lechem Mishnah. You can learn from one from each other. He says the Rosh is learning from Masechet Tful Yoyim that you have to cut a bread in a way that when you hold the big piece, the small piece will go with it. But then he continues, he brings Rabbeinu Baruch. And he says, so what's the Peshat and the Machlekes of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Baruch? So he says, Rabbeinu Baruch learns like our Sugyo, the Kolohimid Lachtoich Kechotuch Dami. Once something is about to be cut, it's considered to be cut already. And by oichlim, in food, the Gemara concludes, chibur oichlim kemand mifrit tidami, meaning the connected food is considered to be disconnected. So every single bread is considered to be disconnected, especially if you start cutting it. Koloim lachtoch yechotuch dami. So you have to say that even though it's already considered to be cut, it's good enough for lechem mishnah. When Chazal said to do lechem mishnah, that's what it means. It means that right now it's connected. So says Rabbeinu Baruch, so also if it's cut away, if you pull one, the other one doesn't pull, it's also good enough. Because anyway, it's considered to be cut, but as long as it's connected to each other, it's good enough to be a shalim, to be a lechem mishnah. So therefore, even in the case of that you can't pull one, the other one goes after it, it's also considered to be shalim. And what will the Rosh say? The Rosh holds, we don't paskin like this sugya, the koloim lachtech yechotel dam. We don't paskin like Ravina. So immediately you'll go back to Masechet Tful Yoyim and say that as long as when you pull one, the other one pulls with it, then it's good. If not, it's not. And many of the Chayim discuss this inyan. If you look at the Chasva Seif and Chayim Sinim Menvov, he adds that many asked, in general, how can you have a Lechem Mishnah? You always are going to cut the bread. Says the Chasva Seif, that's not a question. Because if that's the Peulas of Mitzvah, that's what you're supposed to do, you don't say Kolayim Lachtuch Kechotuch Dami. When you have a mitzvah to go and burn something, you don't say it's about to be burnt, it's already burnt. Because that's the mitzvah to do it. You don't consider that it was already done. So the chemishti about to cut, then we don't say, but we're talking about the discussion that you already start to cut the bread. So once you start to cut the bread, then you say, not because of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is chaticho. So then we come and say, that it really depends on the discussion, or not. So it's fascinating to see, you learn a sugyo that has to do with regarding a ubor, and it connects to the halacha l'maisa n'orachayim regarding cutting lechem mishnah on Shabbos. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.